St. Petersburg. Hello, Tampa Bay. Hello, all you local beaches. Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
If we give you the boogie, can you handle it? Okay.
Okay, hello, Radio St. Pete. It is Friday, and it is happy hour. I would suggest that you kick your shoes off, take your pants off.
Ugh, you and the pants.
And get yourself a cold drink, because it is happy hour. It is Friday. It is the 22nd of April.
Yes.
We are blowing through this month like nobody's business.
I know. Well, this year, this whole year is right. Flying by in the blink of an eye.
I know. Let me tell you something, everybody. You are used to hearing us live on RadioSt.Pete.com.
With the whole crew.
With the whole crew. And I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag. This is a short crew, because you're short, Stephanie.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
This is a small crew. What do you want to call it? This is not the full crew.
We're not all here tonight.
Right. Tonight, the show is not live.
No.
This is actually pre-recorded, because if you're listening to this on Friday evening, that means that we are in Mississippi, staying at our beach house. And tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up and go to New Orleans for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Yes.
Yep. One of the things that we wanted to do, because, you know, we like to, you know, be on the radio, is we didn't want to miss an opportunity to talk to all of you.
Right.
So what we decided to do is the kids aren't here. It's just me and Steph.
Right.
And Steph is running the board.
Yes.
So if there are any flubs or anything like that.
Hey, I'm short.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she's short. Hannah Claire usually runs the board, but she's not here tonight. And neither is Ty Ginn.
No.
So it's just me and Steph, and we are here. One of the things that we wanted to do, because we are going to the New Orleans and Jazz and Heritage Festival, is we wanted to give you all a taste of the music that we are going to be experiencing.
Yes.
This will be the third year in a row that we have gone to the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
Yes.
One of the things that I like about the festival the most is, look, there are a lot of headliners.
Yeah, big headliners.
We've seen Bruce Springsteen. We've seen The Who. We've seen you name it. This year in particular, there's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. There's Pearl Jam. There's who else, Steph?
Paul Simon. I can't think. You caught me off guard.
Now all of a sudden, but there are huge, huge acts that are going to be there. And that's that way every year. But the beauty of the festival that I like is that you get to hear artists that you maybe are on the bubble.
Right.
Maybe that you've maybe heard their name before, but not they're not mainstream.
Right.
And the beauty of it is that you can go to the festival, hear them, and then look, you know, in your local directory or go online and see if they're playing in your area.
Right. Like last year we saw the Revivalists.
Right.
And then they were downtown St. Pete. Mm-hmm. Was it last summer, last fall? I don't know. Time's flying, like we said.
Right.
But we never would have known them.
Well, we started the show with Tab Amwa.
Yes.
I love Tab Amwa.
Absolutely.
I had never seen or even heard of Tab Amwa until we went to the Jazz Fest.
Right, 2 years ago.
Since then, we've seen him twice at Skipper's Smokehouse over in Tampa.
Right.
Fantastic.
And we
great saw him. Performer, great musician. He's big in Delta blues.
Right.
He's from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Just fantastic. If you ever get a chance to see Tab Amwa,
or the voices,
do it.
Or the voices
That's right.
of the Wetlands All-Stars.
Back in 2003, he founded the Voices of the Wetlands. I think when he plays with them or invites other artists, it's considered the Voices of the Wetland All-Stars. Now, when we go to the Jazz Fest this year, they're going to be playing, but they're playing as the All-Stars. So I'm hoping that Tab, we get to see him and then see him again.
Right.
With the All-Stars.
Actually, Tab is playing Saturday.
Right.
And then the Voices of the Wetlands All-Stars are playing Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we will get to see him both days.
Right. Anyway, this whole show is basically geared toward Bayou music?
Right.
Is that what you want to call it? Bayou music?
The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, the part that a lot of you may not know,
right,
other than the headliners. Mm-hmm. So, you know, bringing in, giving you a taste of what we are going to go see live.
It's just a really good opportunity to find artists that you might not be familiar with. Anyway, let's go ahead and play the next artist. And that would be...
I was going to say, who is our next artist?
My list, where did my list go? My list is gone.
How did you lose your list in a matter of like 30 seconds? You just had your list.
I just had my list. I don't have it right now. Oh, here it is right
there
here.
There it is.
Who we're going to play next are the Cashbox Kings. And this song is called Baby Without You.
Sweet.
One, two, three. Baby, without you, I'm only half a man. Baby, without you, well, I'm only half a man. Well, I ain't got no leg, well, I'm for where to stand. Got a brand new dough, man, it sure looks smooth. I've got some snakeskin boots. They're looking cool. We're standing all alone. They only make me look like a fool. But baby, without you, well, I'm only half a man. Baby, without you, well, I'm only half a man. a brand new band tearing up the scene. They're rowdy bows and making ladies scream. But at the end of the night, my little heart's in misery. Oh, baby, without you.
Okay, everybody, we are back, and that was the Cashbox Kings.
Cashbox Kings.
And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSaintPete.com. What I love about the Cashbox Kings is that you can definitely hear all the blues.
Right.
But if you listen close, you can hear the jazz influence.
Exactly.
I love that. And that's so much of what you get of the music when you go to the Jazz Fest, because all I'm going to say probably 99.5% of these artists that we're going to play tonight, they're all from like the Delta. They're right. all from Louisiana.
From
They've
that
all
area.
Grown up with that music, and they make it theirs.
Exactly.
You know, they all have a similar sound, but they all have their own sound. And that's what I really appreciate about them. Cashbox Kings. Did you see anything about where they're going to be playing?
I did not.
Did not.
Did not. They're not on my list.
There's a lot of them that we're going to be playing this evening where we went online and we checked to see where they're going to be playing, like in your area. And surprisingly, a lot of them aren't going to be playing in this area.
Right.
And I mean, some of them are.
And many of them are going to be in Europe for the
summer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And maybe that's the trend. Maybe that during the summer months, a lot of bands go to Europe.
Right.
I mean, that would be something that I'd be interested to check out, just because, you know, I don't know what their trend is. I mean, do they stay here in the States during the winter months and then go to Europe? I mean, I'd like to have that schedule.
Right, exactly.
I'd like to do that myself.
You know, I'm trying to figure out which band I need to become a groupie of.
Right.
You know, so that I can go to Paris and Switzerland.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
You know, all right. over throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. All these cool places with cool venues.
Right. Now, this next band that we're going to play is Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yes.
And they're going to be playing at the Jazz Fest this year. But, years ago. God, probably more than 20 years ago.
Right.
That's how long they've been in existence. We saw them at Wolf Trap when we still lived in Virginia.
Right.
And we saw them with our very good friends, Sean and Carol Waldner. Great show. And, you know, I look forward to seeing them here at the Jazz Fest.
At the Jazz Fest.
Stephanie, are you ready to play this? You ready to do the...
that's right. I have to do board stuff. I'm not used to having to pay
attention. We don't have our
normal
board up, so we're going to... Anyway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, up next, right here in just about a second.
If I get it right.
Buckwheat Zydeco. Here we go.
Yeah.
Goodness. Hey. Stop short on that one.
That one was not my fault.
That was actually my fault. But you were doing something over there. I was trying to get your attention.
I was paying attention.
Anyway, listen, if you're going to go to a show and it's Buckwheat Zydeco.
Yes.
I hope you're in shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they will wear your ass out.
Wear you out. Buckwheat Zydeco will actually be playing in Norfolk, Virginia.
Right.
At the Bayou Boogaloo on June 25th, if anyone wants to go.
Well, we do have some listeners in Richmond, Virginia. And, you know, when I was a kid growing up in Richmond, we used to go to Norfolk to go see some shows.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've seen the
Grateful Dead there. I saw David Bowie there.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I'd go see the Buckwheat Zydeco there anytime. That show, I'm sorry, that song was called Hot Tamale Baby. And that's just an example. Buckwheat Zydeco will get your ass moving.
Exactly. If you're looking to lose some weight, do a little dancing exercise, throw that on every morning.
Buckwheat Zydeco, you look it up in the dictionary, it's right next to Zumba.
Yeah, exactly. Precursor.
Right, exactly. Now, this next artist that I'm going to pull up is Anders Osborne. Now, Anders Osborne, we saw at the Jazz Fest last year, and I've played him a couple of times on our shows over the, the last year and a half, whatever, and I don't have a whole lot of his songs to play. If you go on iTunes and look up Anders Osborne, if you're familiar with looking up songs on iTunes, you'll see that, you know, you pull up most artists and they'll have, you know, four or five songs that spike as far as popularity. If you go up to Anders Osborne and you pull up not just albums, but all the songs, 90% of the songs spike in popularity.
Yeah.
I had a hard time figuring out what song to play. He's fantastic. Truly fantastic. He's got a sort of a... He can do the blues, but then he's also got a little bit of a reggae feel to him.
Okay.
And this next song that we're going to play, it's called Marmalade.
Marmalade. Nice. Yeah. I like
and
it.
And this one has a little bit of a reggae feel to it.
Okay.
All right. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. When we come back, we'll play the next song.
We'll play the next song.
I'm losing myself here. Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Mama like marmalade, ba boom boom, ba boom boom.
Okay, everybody, we are back. And Mama, you like marmalade?
Yes, I do, actually.
I do, too. I love that song. And don't think that Anders Osborne is just reggae. You've got to go to, like, iTunes or go wherever you go to find your music and look at his whole catalog because, like I said, when you go to, like, iTunes, every one of his songs is popular.
Very highly
Which
rated.
Is rare when you go to iTunes.
Or you could go see him live, make it a weekend in Norfolk. He's actually playing Friday, June 24th, the day before Buckwheat Zydeco.
Sweet.
So there you go, weekend trip.
You think they know each other? And Buckwheat?
I'm sure they do. Mm-hmm. I think they've both been around long enough.
Right.
That they've crossed paths before.
Right. Exactly. Now, the next artist that we're going to play, the next band that we're going to play are the Revivalists.
Nice.
And I got a little bit of a story about that. Last year at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Now,
best show ever.
Yeah. Well, last year was our second year going.
Yes.
First year, weather. The most perfect weather you've ever seen.
Absolutely.
Last year, the most perfect weather you've ever seen, except for the day that we saw the Revivalists.
Yes.
We hooked up before the show with a couple that actually knew the Revivalists.
Right.
They had actually partied with them the night before.
Right.
They were a little hungover.
Yes, they were. Well,
but great people.
Their son, one of their son's best friends right. was in the band.
Right.
So they were out. I mean, they saw all of New Orleans, dinner boat cruise.
Yeah. You know. And well, actually, the show that they saw the night before was on the dinner boat cruise.
Right. I mean, just a huge party for them.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're sitting there. And we knew that there was a chance of rain. So we had our ponchos and you know, look, when you go to a festival, you got your tarp, right. you got your chairs, you got your provisions.
Your umbrella, your
right,
poncho.
You got it all.
Your
you
boots.
Know? You got an umbrella whether it's raining or not because right. the sun is pretty intense. But anyway, so we're talking to these people that know the Revivalists. And I remember them saying over and over again, that the song that you have to hear is Stand Up.
Right.
Right. And that's the song that I've picked for tonight.
Yes. But you didn't tell everybody how it was raining sideways yeah. during their entire set.
Almost immediately after
they
started. It didn't just start raining.
No.
It started raining sideways.
Exactly. just buckets.
I mean, it was like a monsoon.
It was.
Right.
It was.
It was almost like, is this Katrina's sister?
Exactly.
It was bad.
It was.
But you know what?
It was bad. But it was
the
a lot of
band didn't
fun.
Miss a beat.
No.
They didn't stop for a second.
And it was fun. It was so fun.
It was fun. Stephanie,
dance
this
in the rain.
This dude comes over and asks Stephanie, you know, if she wants to dance, and he's looking at me like he wants me to dance too, and I'm like, no, I'm not all about it,
right.
you know. And yeah, now you're dancing in mud puddles,
right?
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the
Steph
shoes
got up
were
and
gone.
Danced, right?
You know,
it was cool.
And I looked like a little blue
Smurf.
Oompa Loompa, you know, because my poncho covers right. me all the way to the ground.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was so cool. Anyway. Coming up next, this is The Revivalist with Stand Up.
Nice.
And I should have been murdered by now. Oh, I got 15 people wondering how the hell he make it out. Care this bucket of pain. And I got $18 to my motherfucking name. And it's not a life, it's a game. And I'm a two-ton wrecking ball filled with pain. And I got a lot to say, but when I'm still feeling good from yesterday. So stand up, if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up, if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Well, I don't know everything, but I sure wish
But then every time I'd catch a case, I wouldn't pop off so much at the lid. I had my get out of jail card, pop cool, ready to go. And then I pay my tax and bail money, cause I'm a tax paying fool. So we gotta stand up if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up if you're out in the crowd. Get down, make the doctor proud. Stand up.
Okay, everybody, we are back and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on RadioSt.Pete.com. Now, listening to that show, can you imagine being in the middle of a rainstorm when it's raining sideways
just dancing.
And they are singing a song called Stand Up? Let me tell you, it was magical. Truly, it was magical.
It was magical. Otherwise, your chair flooded with you in it.
Yeah, that was part of the dilemma.
Yeah, right, exactly. Now, look, all of our Richmond listeners.
Yes.
The Revivalists will be at Browns Island Park.
Do
Friday,
we have Richmond
June
listeners?
3rd.
I know we have at least one.
Okay, attention, Richmond listener. Check them out.
I'm a homeboy. Come on now. Show me some love.
Yeah, but you're talking. You're not listening.
Right.
We know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you don't have plans already for Friday, June 3rd,
right,
get your tickets. You'll love it, especially in an outside venue like that.
Oh my God, fantastic! I've played the Revivalists on our show numerous times.
Yes.
And I've actually had people ask me, who was that?
Who was that? I mean, they're fantastic.
Yeah, they're good.
And,
very good.
If you go see them
they're
in
tight.
Richmond.
They're very tight.
Yeah,
musically.
Tell them that you heard about them on the Marco Radio Show.
Right.
Posted on our website, MarcoRadioShow.com.
Yep. Now, the next artist that I'm going to play is Walter Trout. Now, I've heard of Walter Trout. I can honestly say that I don't know about any of his music.
Okay.
Until I saw that he was going to be on the schedule.
Right.
And I went on iTunes. I looked up Walter Trout. And he's another one that's got, I mean, so many songs that are loved.
Right.
And this is, Walter Trout is really my kind of music. It is very bluesy, a lot of guitar bluesy.
Right.
You know, he reminds me kind of Tabemois, but not exactly. But I tell you what, the next time he's in town, we got to go.
And we just missed him because he was just here in St. Pete for the Blues Festival.
Right.
On April 10th. So those of you here in the St. Pete area that got to see him at the Blues Festival.
Right.
Here's another sample.
Consider yourself lucky.
Exactly.
Now, look, I don't know if he did this song, and I looked through a bunch of them. And look, I loved most of them. But this song I thought was kind of quirky, and I thought it would be good for the show.
Uh-oh.
So let's go ahead.
I did not preview these. There's no censorship. Right. So
let's go ahead and play this next song by Walter Trout. Here it is. Goodness. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine? Listen, this is my kind of music.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be there. We're going to be there for an entire weekend.
I know.
I mean, I love it.
I can't
it.
Wait.
I'm is there so any excited. Way to get your boogie out than yeah. listening to stuff like that?
No. And when it's live and you're surrounded by all,
oh my
you know,
God.
Droves of people.
The beauty of the Jazz Fest is that they have 12 stages.
Yes.
They have two, like, big stages. That's the Acura stage, And then you also have the Gentilly stage.
Right.
But then they also have the Blues Tent.
Right.
And the Blues Tent holds like 2,000 people.
Exactly.
It's massive.
It's massive.
And it's have always focused basically on those three stages. But if there are so many other stages.
Right. Inside
with all kinds of different music
and outside as well.
It's fantastic.
And you can spend the whole time walking right. just from stage to stage, and you're blown away by all of it.
Did we ever determine whether or not that was the New Orleans State Fairground?
No.
Well, if it's not, it is a huge horse track.
Yes.
And that's where they have it. They have it like on the infield of this horse track. It takes up the whole thing. Like I said, 12 stages, and they do such a great job of positioning
right.
these stages so there's no overflow.
There's no overlap yeah. in the sound. It's amazing.
The beauty about the main stages, like I said, the Acura stage and the Gentilly stage, they've got these huge jumbotrons.
Right.
Because let me tell you something.
If it's a big draw,
you're not going to be able to sit close.
No,
unless you get there at as soon as the gate opens.
And even at that, I mean, we tried to right. do that at last year.
Yeah,
and because we wanted to
see Lenny Kravitz. Remember Lenny Kravitz?
Lenny Kravitz. Right. We were way and we got there early.
Yeah.
But still, we were way back. And same thing with Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, right? The one if what I've got to do this year is I've got to see Van Morrison.
Yes.
I mean, that Van Morrison has been on my bucket list. Van Morrison has gone through so many different changes
right.
or genre changes. He was the Mystical Man. And then he's really bluesy now.
Right.
And I dig it.
The hard part about that, and I'm not sure how I'm going to work it out, is Van Morrison is playing the same time as Pearl Jam.
Right. And Pearl Jam was just here in town last Monday.
Right. And I want to see them both.
Right.
And
Pearl Jam starts before, about a half hour before.
And ends later.
Yeah.
They play a longer set.
It's going to be, I'm telling you, that day at the Blues Fest, we've been there before, like when Bruce Springsteen was there.
Yeah.
And how many people were there.
Right.
I mean, now you've got, when Bruce Springsteen was there, I think on the other stage was, what's his name? Lyle Lovett. So there wasn't that big of a draw.
No, because we saw Lyle Lovett.
We did, but
we didn't miss a second of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you're right.
So, but I have a feeling that one, and it's hard because those two stages are at opposite ends.
Right.
I need to wear my running shoes.
Well, let's hope it doesn't rain so it's not muddy.
Right. Well, so far, I keep checking the forecast. Saturday, sunny. Sunday, partly cloudy. So far, no chance of rain.
Right.
So, but either way, I have my blue.
I can't wait. I just can't wait to go and do it. I'm hoping that the kids don't get bored.
I don't think they will.
You know, they're younger. I don't know if this is necessarily their genre of music, but anytime you see live music, how fantastic!
Right. And when we took them, we used to take them to the Blues Festival when they were kids. Mm-hmm. And they had a ball. So, I don't think we need to worry. I think they will enjoy themselves and, find some music that they're into.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, well, they're going.
Yeah, they're going. the next artist we have up, or the next band, are the Subdudes.
The Subdudes.
And I think the Subdudes have basically played at the Jazz Festival for the last 2 years anyway. So this will be the third year that we get to see them. And the song that they're going to be playing, that I'm going to be playing for you, is the Social Aid and Pleasure Club. I know that's not their song, I don't know who the original artist is, okay. But it's fantastic. I've heard a lot of artists cover it. It's a good song.
All right.
All right, let's go ahead and do that right now.
Let's do it.
All right.
Passed by this little place a time or two before, and I liked the words they had painted on the door.
Social, social and pleasure.
Are they drinking? Are they dancing? Are they having a ball? Are they making plans for the next Mardi Gras?
At the social, social and
plenty more. I heard a rhythm from some drumming that was coming from within. I smelled a catfish fry. You know something's cooking
at the social, social and pleasure club.
My nerve up and I knocked upon the door. The man who answered said, what would you like to know about the social,
social, social and pleasure club?
See for yourself.
That was the Subdudes, and we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show right here on Radio St. Pete.com.
.com.
Yeah.
Ty's not here.
I love that when he goes, .com.
.com.
Right.
Anyway, the Subdudes.
Yes.
Richmond, Virginia mm-hmm. has pulled the lucky card again. The Subdudes will be playing at Tin Pan, Saturday, June 11th.
Tin Pan, now where is that? Now, I've been away from Richmond for many years. That must be a pretty cool venue.
Yes.
I can only imagine.
I can only imagine.
Paul Hunley, do you know where Tin Pan is? I bet he does.
Yeah, let us know. And Paul, we've filled up your social calendar. I can only guess that one of our upcoming artists
right.
Will also be in Richmond, Virginia on June 9th.
Which one?
Grace Potter.
Ah.
So
that's who we're going to wrap up the show with, is Grace Potter.
I just, you know, Richmond, Norfolk, Richmond.
Right.
It's like, well, wait, we moved to Florida, you know, for music and activities.
We've got a lot of things going on here in town, a lot of resurgence and a lot of rebuilding, and not rebuilding, but revitalizing. Maybe we need to start looking at our music.
Well, what we need to look at is some of the bands that are playing this
right.
summer.
Mm-hmm.
Because next year they'll be playing at the Jazz Fest and yeah. then on to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we were first.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
We need to get out and explore.
Yep. All right. The next band I'm going to play is called Government Mule.
Yes.
And the song that I picked, I went through a lot of their songs on iTunes, and I like a lot of them. I like a lot of them. But the one that I picked is a cover by Deep Purple, and it's a live version. And they actually have a member of Deep Purple playing with them. For the life of me, I can't remember because I didn't write it down who that member is. I want to say David Gilmour, but I know that's not right.
Okay, so
anyway,
Mark can't remember the Deep Purple member that is part of Government Mule.
Yeah, the Deep Purple member. That sounds a little sexual.
There's something.
Anyway, this is Government Mule doing their live version of "Going Down." Here we go.
Great.
It gives me great pleasure right now to introduce a new great friend of ours. From Deep Purple, Mr. Roger Glover.
Okay, everybody, we're going to cut that short just because I think it's only fair that we talk about Grace Potter.
Yeah.
She's cool. She plays along with a lot of heavy hitters, and she's up and coming. Go on iTunes and check her out, Grace Potter. I'm not going to be able to play her song because we're pretty much out of time.
Okay, and she is going to be at the House of Blues in Orlando on Sunday, April 24th.
Nice.
So head on up there.
Okay. Well, Stephanie,
yes.
Because we're right up to it.
Yeah, we're used to talking a lot, not playing a lot of music.
And we don't have the brats with us.
This has been an interesting
show. Yeah, it's different than what we usually do.
Right.
So I kind of dig it. It's fun. It was fun to do this show. I cannot wait to go to New Orleans.
Yes.
And stay in our Mississippi beach house. I think it's going to be a fantastic
it's going to be an
extended
adventure.
Weekend.
It's going to be an adventure, and the kids going on another family road trip is going to be interesting. So
right. So anyway, listen, we will be back for next Friday's show,
the
regular Mark Radio Happy Hour show, and it will be the regular live 2-hour show
at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yep.
With the whole crew.
With the whole crew, and we will have stories from New Orleans.
Yes.
Yes, we will. All right, Stephanie, you have anything you want to add?
No, I'm excited.
Okay, me too.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I can't wait to go. All right, as always, Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss you, Mom.
Everyone love everyone, all for one, and one for all, and you take ties.
Balls to the wall or not at all.
New Orleans, here we come.
Here we come. See you next week, everybody.
That's it.